Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The United States may be one step closer to having a second vaccine for the coronavirus. NPR's Joe Palca reports an advisory panel for the FDA is expected to make a decision today about whether to recommend a vaccine developed by American drug maker Moderna.
These are scientists with a variety of expertises. There are people who know vaccines and made vaccines. They understand viruses. They understand how the immune system behaves. And they're statisticians who can vet the statistical analyses that the company has provided to the FDA about the studies it's conducted. And while they are discussing a lot of issues, at the end of the day, they'll be asked one straightforward question. Do the known benefits of allowing the vaccine to be distributed during the COVID-19 pandemic outweigh the known risks?
NPR's Joe Palca reporting. If granted an emergency use authorization, Moderna says it's ready to ship 20 million doses of the vaccine by the end of the year. Top congressional leaders say they're close to reaching an agreement on the next coronavirus relief bill. But as NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, it may take several more days before they can present the final terms of a plan to their colleagues.
Republican and Democratic members of Congress remain optimistic about the outlook for a deal, which currently aims to extend unemployment benefits, aid small businesses, and issue direct payments to Americans. Here's Senate Majority Whip John Thune talking to reporters.
I mean, nothing's a done deal yet, but I think progress is being made. It seems like there's movement in the right direction.
Members are not sure they'll be able to approve a deal ahead of a government shutdown deadline Friday night. If that's the case, Congress may take up another temporary funding measure to buy even more time for a final deal that includes economic stimulus measures. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
Several national security agencies announced they formed a joint group to investigate and respond to a major computer hack into multiple government departments. NPR's Greg Myrie reports that Russia is widely believed responsible, though it denies any involvement.
The Trump administration hasn't provided details on what the hacker stole as they rummaged through government computers for months without being detected. But the announcement of the broad investigation reflects the belief that the breach was extremely serious. The FBI, Homeland Security, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence said they'll, quote, coordinate a whole-of-government response to this significant cyber incident. The U.S. has not formally accused Russia of the hack. However, Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal said a classified briefing clearly blamed Russia and left him, quote, deeply alarmed, in fact, downright scared. Americans deserve to know what's going on. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News in Washington. A new report shows the coronavirus pandemic has triggered a sharp decline in college enrollment across the U.S. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports that far fewer students enrolled this fall.
In total, undergrad college enrollment fell 3.6% compared with last year. That represents a drop of more than 500,000 undergrads. That's twice the rate of enrollment decline seen in 2019. The data comes from the National Student Clearinghouse. Here's Doug Shapiro, who leads research there.
To see this level of decline all at once is so sudden and so dramatic.
Students going to college for the first time were one of the largest groups missing, dropping by 13%. The only places where enrollment increased were graduate programs and for-profit colleges. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
The city of Chicago is apologizing for a botched police raid on the home of a black woman last year. The apology from Mayor Lori Lightfoot comes days after her administration failed to prevent a local television station from airing body cam footage of the incident.
I am deeply sorry and troubled that her home was invaded and that she had to face the humiliation and trauma that she suffered. That is just not right.
Body camera video showed police officers handcuffing Ann Jeanette Young, who was naked, as they raided the wrong home. Attorneys for Young are criticizing the city for its handling of the situation. The mayor said she was not advised on the move to block the broadcast. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.